This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Marsing.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Roshan and Noel. Now, in about 15 minutes, we're bringing you KLCI opening numbers as well as market insights with Jeffrey Halley, a senior market analyst at Owanda. But in the meantime, we're turning our attention to the insurance sector.
Yeah, with Budget 2021 scheduled for this Friday, The Morning Run will be taking a look at industry. We'll be talking, to industry heads throughout the week to get their thoughts and expectations for the budget. And today, as Lynn mentioned, we're looking at insurance. Earlier this year, Liam, the Life Insurance Association of Malaysia and the Malaysian Takaful Association announced the option to defer the payment of life insurance premiums and Takaful contributions from April 1st to December 31st. And Liam CEO Mark O'Dell estimated that the total amount of premium payments deferred was more than a billion ringgit.
So for more on the impact of the pandemic on the insurance industry and what they want to see from Budget 2021, we're speaking with Mark himself, Mark O'Dell, CEO of the Life Insurance Association of Malaysia. Mark, thank you for joining us. Now, it was reported in early September that more than a million people affected by the pandemic opted to defer their life insurance premium payments for 3 months. What does that number look like now?
Well, as of 23rd October, there were just slightly more than a million, 1,080,000. And really what we've seen is just incremental increases in the last few months. So most of those numbers really occurred in Q2. So it's stabilized in the last few months.
That's roughly around 8% of policyholders in Malaysia. Given the economic conditions, are you concerned that a large proportion of policyholders would cash out on their policies or simply stop paying their premiums?
Frankly, not at this time. Historically speaking, times of distress, and of course, this is really unprecedented with the pandemic, but times of normal economic stress, like a recession, policyholders value their protection. However, recognizing that Malaysians are facing, economic and financial difficulties, insurers have been reaching out to policyholders who have had challenges during this time and providing them options to change their coverages, adjust their coverages, et cetera, in order to maintain as much protection as possible. But frankly, we really won't know the full impact until another quarter or two goes by.
Now, Mark, Malaysia's insurance penetration rate was around 54% last year. That's still far off from the 75% target set by the previous government, with a penetration at only 10% in the B40 communities. What do you think needs to be done to tackle this issue?
Well, the industry spent a lot of time on this topic, actually. And in particular, just looking broadly, it's really about awareness and education. But specifically, when you talk to the lower income group, in addition to awareness and education, it's really about distribution. The typical distribution using agents and banks does not really reach and penetrate this market. So Bank Negara, together with Liam and MTA, have commissioned a demand study to really better understand the lower income market and better tailor our approach to that market for better results. In addition, Liam and MTA we'll be launching a new website called My Coverage that will further help consumers to do some research, gain better understanding of the importance of life and health insurance. So really, in summary, it's really about awareness and distribution when it comes to the lower income group, and really about awareness when it comes to generally speaking.
So what are some of your other key concerns at this juncture?
When you look at the industry and our priorities, number one is really the medical and health insurance premium escalation issue. And we've embarked on a study, and now we're working in different facets with different stakeholders to try to improve the situation. So number one is to keep insurance affordable. And number two is really focusing on the underserved markets, which I mentioned about the lower income group. Enhancing consumer financial literacy would be number three. And another important area that we spend a lot of time on in recent months with some initiatives that will be coming out next year will be further enhancing the professionalism of our agency force nationwide.
You mentioned that medical insurance premiums in the country have been increasing at an unsustainable rate in recent years. How do you propose we address this?
Well, it's certainly a concern for everyone. And we can't maintain, a medical premium inflation rate of 8-10% a year. And expect it won't have implications over the long term, right? We're currently working with all stakeholders to improve efficiencies, lower costs, promote better healthcare consumption and transparency. There are really five things I would point out that that the industry task force, which we formed more than a year ago, is focused on. One is introducing more innovative medical and health insurance plans to drive more cost-effective treatment options, such as greater outpatient coverage. Two would be to improve efficiencies through digitizing the hospitalization and the medical guarantee letter process, which is really very painful for all stakeholders right now. And there's some savings that can be had there through digitization for both private hospital providers and for insurers. Three would be to encourage private hospitals to publish average costs of common procedures to increase transparency and better inform consumers. Four is to engage with the private hospitals to understand and address escalating costs, especially in the area of hospital services and supplies. And fifth would be to encourage policyholders to consider plans with lower premiums and cost-sharing provisions that will ultimately result in lower premium inflation over time. So there are really a number of fronts that we are working on, and I would really say it's going to take a collaborative effort on behalf of all insurers, hospital operators, private hospital providers, Bank Negara, MOH, and the like.
Mark, the big question here, I guess, leading up to Budget 2021, what do you want to see for your industry in the budget?
Well, we proposed four things, actually, to the Ministry of Finance. One is to increase the tax relief for life insurance premiums from $3,000 to $5,000 to encourage more consumption of insurance, and to increase the current limit of $3,000 tax relief for education savings up to $6,000 for medical benefits. So we think that would further encourage take-up rate. Number two is to allow EPF account two to purchase life insurance and medical insurance to further encourage protection across the country. Number three, and I think a very important one, is to subsidize insurance coverage for the B40 lower income community through Perlindungan Ternang. Perlindungan Ternang is the industry initiative to reach out to the lower income group with very affordable term insurance protection. As little as 30 ringgit a year actually can purchase a $10,000 life insurance policy. We're proposing that the government match one for one, perhaps up to as much as 100 ringgit in subsidies, right, to those who are willing to put in a similar amount to buy needed protection. And then fourth, to waive the service tax for group insurance schemes. There are three main benefits to this. One is to encourage more employers to take up group insurance for their employees. Two, to help to reduce business operating costs while encouraging SMEs to keep their insurance coverage for their employees. And three, to help reduce the burden on the public healthcare system. So really there are four areas. Increase tax relief, allow EPF account two to purchase life and health insurance, subsidize insurance coverage for the B40, and to look to reduce the service tax or eliminate the service tax on group insurance schemes.
Mark, thank you for speaking with us this morning. That was Mark O'Dell, CEO of the Life Insurance Association of Malaysia. And one of his calls there, which I thought was quite interesting, was calling for the government to subsidise insurance coverage for the B40, which tallies with his with the statistic that he gave us, which is that, you know, overall in, insurance penetration in Malaysia still not hitting Bank Negara's 75% target last year at about 54%. But for the B40 group, it's far, far less. It's only at about 10% insurance penetration, which is indeed very alarming.
Yeah, and you know, this has been an initiative from Bank Negara for a while, right? It's been one of their priorities to get the average the target of 75% insurance penetration in the country. Right now, it's around, or as of last year anyway, it was about 54%. And of course, this this number also is subject to the fact that maybe some people have more than one policy. And the fact that only 10% of the B40 communities are covered is a concerning thing in the longer term, right? Because at the end of the day, insurance is that protection part. It's you get insurance not because you know something's going to happen. You get it just in case something's going to happen. And the only time to get it is before Something happens, not after.
Yeah, so I think for the B40 group, if your income is variable, it's hard to commit to a particular kind of insurance products, especially what we have right mm-hmm. now in the market. And insurance companies like that stability of cash flow, right? So they focus on all these high-end products where they make more money, like the investment-linked products. And to serve the B40 market, they might feel that they don't earn as much. So it's also the attitudes of private insurance companies. So when he say, the government stepping in, so maybe we need to think about a public insurance scheme. One that's, of course, well-run, to cater for the B40 and to introduce products that really fit their lifestyle needs, right, where they can actually withdraw money as and when they need it. Because with insurance, once you give the money, you don't see it until, your policy mature or you have to claim on it.
Yeah, and if it's a term policy, you don't see the money at all, right? So now that's where I think Perlindungan Tenang comes in, right? And that's where I think one of Mark's points was that maybe the government needs to subsidize it a little bit more mm-hmm. through this. So there are private insurance players participating in this program. And you've got some coverage from 10K to 50K, depending on how much you pay. And some of these prices are as low as 39, 50 ringgit, depending on what you go with. And I think something Mark mentioned just now was coverage as low as 30 ringgit a year. I think that's what he said. So definitely not, you're not going to get the same coverage as some other policies, but it's a good start, I guess, overall. And when you look at it,
It's better than nothing.
Basically getting the government involved to kind of subsidize it mm-hmm. and encourage that use, right? And like you said, Lynn, it's better than nothing because some coverage of 20K, if anything happens, it's still 20,000 ringgit.
Yeah, and he pointed out the fact that really it's about awareness and distribution when it comes to the lower income groups, particularly it's the distribution channels, because they aren't necessarily as exposed to the agents and the bank's efforts to distribute insurance as the M40 and the T20 groups would be. But in general, also, the awareness of the need for insurance does definitely need to be raised. It's kind of in tandem with the financial literacy programs that we've seen the government try to run over the past couple of years. Because in general, I think Malaysians are also underbanked as well, aren't they?
Yeah, so I think the Malaysian government, Bank Negara, SCE, they have done so many financial education mm-hmm. Training or seminar workshops and all that. But why is it not moving? And we can see Takaful penetration rates is only something like 15%. Granted, it's a much newer industry. Still, we're still quite far behind compared to, say, Taiwan. Insurance penetration rates over 100%.
Yeah, I guess when you take a look at the three I's of finance, right? You've got income, insurance, and investment. Income is a primary concern for communities that are, well, concerned over the income. And when it comes to those who can afford insurance, a lot of them pay attention to maybe the investment part. And I can say from the webinars that we conducted early through the year, the ones that talked about investment, much, much more engagement than the ones that talked about insurance and protection, which I really then goes into the whole awareness and education. And of course, there's distribution, which is a factor. As we see more technology and fintech players get into the scene, maybe distribution becomes less of an issue and more accessibility across the board.
Yeah, so this is something that we will be watching very closely. And of course, we'll also be continuing to speak with industry heads as we head into Budget 2021 Drop Day, which is this Friday. Of course, we'll also be bringing you analysis after the fact. But right now, we're about to head into the 9 o'clock news bulletin. And then up next, the KLCI opening numbers and market insights with Jeff Halley, Senior Market Analyst at Owanda. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.